Hi there, Ray. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Maria wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, answer any questions you have. And then also, since it is a very well-established business, she's requesting that I apply an established business rate. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking, and I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, that you probably are also at least a little bit familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. So you'll get folks calling you directly. They won't need to already know the name of your business. And for those folks that do get like a word of mouth recommendation, they'll be able to see your online presence. They'll know that you can do exactly what they're looking for. They'll feel comfortable calling you. Now, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can afford, but it is going to be a fixed flat rate, exactly $199.00. Now, that's a month-to-month cost, no long-term contract, but it would bill once a month for that exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Our job is simply to create the content that Google requires for a business to be on that first page, and from there you get the calls directly. Now, Maria did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website for your business at this point?
Well, there is one. I just don't know. You know, I've gone back and forth with the advertising for a few years. I had one company which I've got really aggravated with, and I mean, I canceled them, and they put me back on, and then I said to them, no, you're canceled, and they kept charging me. It's not a contract. It's a month-to-month basis, and put a real bad taste in my mouth. And then I had another company, too, that I was dealing with, which I still have them, but I don't know. I'm really not sure on the listing. I mean, I used to be able to, from my phone, Google it up, and I would come up. I mean, if you Google my website, it'll come up. But like keywords and it popping up, it's not, no.
Right, and that's what you want. I mean, you are a well-established business, so people do know the name of your company, and people will get recommended to you, or maybe they've used you in the past, and they're just trying to find your phone number. So they will still look you up online, even if they already know the name of your business. And, I mean, it helps to have an online presence for that, but it really makes a big difference for the people that don't already know the name of your company. They don't know someone who's worked with you before. They don't know who to call, but they need a guy who can do what you can do. So they are going to go on and they're going to type in keywords related to the search. Now, I just did a what's called a NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. I'm looking for your company specifically online. We don't want your customers to have to do that, but I wanted to see what you have online. And I do see, you know, you have some directories. You've got a Facebook page. You've got, you know, it looks like you've got maybe about 40 out of the almost 70 directories that Google would want to see. The problem, though, is there is some discrepancy. There's some inaccuracies or inconsistencies with the branding, especially the branding of the business name. Now, a lot of them do say advanced coating solutions in concrete floor. Then there are some that just say raised general contracting. Your Facebook page says that. So, you know, one thing that we would...
I've had raised general contracting for like 37 years.
Gotcha.
I don't advertise for that. I mean, used to do a lot of general contracting work, but now I've been doing for the last 27. I've actually been doing epoxy coatings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's why my company is Advanced Coating Solutions and Concrete Floor Prep.
Gotcha. Yeah, so that would be how we would want your business to appear and everywhere across the board. One thing that we would do is we would do the audit on a more extensive basis and then correct any inaccurate information, meaning the directories that are already out there will be updated with the right business information. And then, like I said, what you're really missing is the additional content that would make a big difference for you. I mean, you know, the directories that you have that your competitors don't have, that's what has you leapfrogging ahead of them in that local map. You know, the businesses that are on that first page, they're not there because they've been doing it the longest or have the best track record or do the best job in town or have the biggest company. But it is the ones that can kind of reiterate and prove to Google time and again that they provide that service in that area. So we would create that content for you. We can do a new website if we need to, or kind of link to the existing website if it's up and active and Google compliant. Either way, you know, you're still looking at that flat rate even if we have to do a new website for you. It would be exactly $299. Let's see. If we're going to do $199 on a local campaign, which is 10 to 20 miles, no problem. We could do 20 or 25 miles on a local campaign. If you were telling me you need to do 50 miles, we would do a local campaign. But, again, the $199 would be a perfect fit for you, being that you're looking to keep it pretty close to home. Now, it is offered on a month-to-month basis. One thing about us, we've been around maybe not quite as long as you, but, you know, for 18 years, that's a long time for a young industry like search engine optimization, putting businesses on the first page of the Internet. We are a Google partner. We've been part of that partnership program from the beginning of that program, which is about 7 years now, when Google wanted to find professional SEO companies to partner up with to provide these types of services for small and medium-sized businesses. We were one of the first companies they asked to join that partnership. You would get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'd see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'd also be able to see the work that we do to get you on that first page. The almost 70 different directories will all have their own icon and a clickable link through your tracking system, so you can see that we did create that content, that it's accurate, that it links back to your website and your verified listing. So, I mean, to be quite honest with you, there's a lot of work that we would do, and it'd be below our cost, that $199, but we'd be looking to earn your business.
Let me ask you this one, especially about Google, because this is where I get very confused, and I've gotten in wars with, I had a company called 411 Local. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
Okay. So what they did was I said to them, you know, my house is located in Naugatuck, Connecticut. I said, but there's not a lot of work here in Naugatuck for what I do. So I need to go as far of a range as I can, you know, 30, 40 miles.
Okay.
And what they did was it went up on Google. It was there for, you know, a couple months. And then they said to me to go out farther, I needed to get a reference from that area. You know, so they said to me, well, give me a customer. Can you give me a customer's name and address? And I'll send them a Google card so that we'll be able to punch that information into Google so that we're able to list you in that area. And that's an additional X amount of dollars. And then in another area, that's additional X amount of dollars.
Wow.
And I went out as far as from Naugatuck out to like Orange and Milford, which I don't think that's more than like, you know, 25, 30 miles. And Easton, Fairfield, out that way, it's like 30 miles. But every time they said to me about going into a new area, what they did was when I did a Google card, it was through a customer. And what they did was they ended up listing me as a different company. Because that's the Google guidelines is what they tell me. And I said to them, you know, I've got friends who are in business, and when you Google their thing, it doesn't make a difference where you're at in Connecticut. If you Google, you know, gutters, a friend of mine has a gutter company, CT Gutter Helmet. It comes up, Connecticut Gutter Helmet. And he owns another company called WeatherTight. And anytime you're looking for roofing and whatnot, his company comes up. And they're on the first page of Google. But he pays a flat rate. And he's covered for, like, the whole state of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's my one dilemma is, how far will this go? Like, if somebody is on their phone and they lived in you know, or they're doing it at their computer and they lived in, you know, Easton or,
Yeah.
Which, like I said, Easton's like 30 miles. Right. Would I even come up?
So, yeah, and I did kind of want to address what happened there a little bit since you kind of brought it up and went into detail with it. What 411 Local did is half right. I mean, to be listed in the local map and that local PAC mm-hmm. result, it is helpful to have a PIN verification or a location fairly close to that area. But unless they're listing the same business with a different phone number, then they're doing completely wrong. I mean, if they're listing a different business, changing your business name,
they were changing
like
business
a tracking
name.
Number and things like that. Yeah, that's not going to help you out at all.
No, like but, I said to them, that's what I was fighting for.
Right. And it seems like they're, I don't know, taking advantage of a situation where they could charge you more for something that they should not have been doing in the first place. But the local listing, it depends on the area, it depends on the industry, it depends on the density of your competition, you know. And of course even the density of the population of the people in the area as well. So your placement in that local map, it can vary. I mean, it might, in your case, I would say 20, maybe 30 miles would be what you could expect without any form of paid ad. Now, what your friend might be doing is there might be like a paid ad component, like either Google paid ads or Facebook paid ads. It would still be a flat rate, and that would still make sense. But to be found beyond like a 50-mile radius, it really would require some form of targeted paid advertising. And we could do that. It's just that, you know, Maria put in the notes that your budget's pretty much $200 at this point. So that's our local campaign. Like I said, for your area, for your industry, for the services that you provide, that would be about a 30-mile radius, you know. Now,
well, about 30 miles, that's reasonable, you know what I mean? That's
right.
That's covering two other areas that I was going to anyway, that I was getting charged for two separate areas. And if you looked at my thing, one of the companies they created was Ray's Flooring, and then another one was Floored by Ray.
Right.
And, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just,
that has
I tried to explain to them,
the state of Connecticut. Yeah.
I told them, state of Connecticut, now they want to charge me $750, the Secretary of State, for a new entity. So you have, now you have three companies that they want you to pay for, $2,100 a month. I mean, $2,100 a year.
Yeah.
And it's renewable every year.
Mm.
It has to be paid to the state of Connecticut.
Got it.
And you know what I mean? If you list me as that, I have to have a separate checking account for each of those. I have to have a separate LLC for each of those.
Right.
And I fought with them. I fought with them. I fought with them. I'm still fighting with them.
Yeah, I've been in the industry for quite a long time. Actually, April 17th would be my 10-year anniversary with Local Splash. We've been around since 18 years now, 2004. I've got clients that have been with me from the beginning as a company, though. We've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have. But I definitely am familiar with 411 Local. I've talked to many business owners over the years that have used that particular service. They always do have an issue or a complaint, or they just say, you know, I've been with them for 6 months. I don't get any phone calls, so it's not working, that kind of thing. But some of them do have specific concerns and issues. You know, one of the things that we do, obviously, as a Google Premier partner, and to be quite honest with you, the Google Partnership program really started to get businesses a higher return on investment with paid Google ads, what most people call AdWords or pay-per-click. Now it's been about 2.5 years already. About 2.5 years ago, Google raised their minimum required ad spend for Google ads from $100 a month to $300 a month. So it's not always in the budget of some small companies. But even if we're not doing Google ads, which of course for the $199 campaign, there's not Google ads as part of it, but even though we would not be doing Google ads, there's still a big benefit to working with someone who is a Google partner, because Google does make changes to their PAC algorithm all the time. Most of the time they just want us to create new directories or stop creating certain directories. whatever those changes are, we're always in that conversation ahead of the curve to make sure that we do keep updated and optimize the content that Google looks for. And that keeps our clients on the first page. What I was saying before, as a well-established business, you actually do kind of qualify for the legacy rate. That is a reduction in the cost of our service by 50%. So normally this package does run $399. At $199, we don't break even, you know, not for the first few months. We have to keep your business and kind of earn your respect and loyalty by sending you jobs, by getting your phone ringing, by putting you on that first page and getting you those phone calls. We have to keep you a satisfied client for several months just for us to break even. But like I said, right. You know, our clients do tend to keep the service long term. It is, of course, month to month. There's no long term contract. You can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. But as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, as long as you're using the service, it would be that fixed rate. Of course, you already qualify for the legacy rate. You'll always be a very extremely established business, so you will always see that reduction in the cost. But it's a fixed rate, too. If our price goes up, your price does not. You'd be looking at exactly $199 a month on that month-to-month basis. So, like I said, you'll get the tracking and the recording system as well.
That's a reasonable rate to stay at, you know, year-round without canceling. I just, sure. Like I said, I know how Connecticut is.
Right.
You know, we're in a state of cold. Okay.
Yes.
So when it starts getting really cold out, you can't do the garages.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I still do basements and warehouses and,
right.
You know, do commercial work too. So.
Yeah. And you can still take those jobs year round. But if you ever do find that it, you know, it is so slow that, you know, you want to just put things on pause, you can do that. You can pause the service seasonally. We do work with, you know, a lot of clients that are in a same type of climate, but maybe everything they do is outdoors and more heavily tied to the weather, and maybe they do have to put their services on hold for 3 months or 6 months.
And where are you based
out
of?
We're actually based out of California, the same as Google and Facebook, but as a Google partner, our service area is all of the United States and Canada, and we do work with every industry under the sun. When the positions become available, our mapping coordinators, and you spoke with Maria, our mapping coordinators get a list of pre-qualified candidates from our inventory department. Those are businesses that are in the area providing that service, but have no bad reviews. Some online presence, obviously, or we wouldn't have found you. And you do, like I said, have certain directories out there. So our inventory department knows that you're providing these services, and there's no bad reviews. And the reviews that you do have are pretty much 5-star reviews. So people are saying good things about you. You know, we just have to get that reputation, that experience out in front of more eyes.
Right. Exactly. Like I said, that's a very reasonable thing. And yes, I'd probably want to redo the website. I mean,
we could
do
that.
A lot of that's just, it's just cut and paste and
right.
Sending you pictures and
sure
and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's a reasonable fee.
Right. And, you know, like I said, our job is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It is to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So we definitely would want to include that website for you. An updated Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven website. Of course, talking about your services, your experience, and we can put photos on there. So not only would the initial construction of the website be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of that website would be included as well, so we can add new photos down the line or, you know, change services or your focus as the seasons change. We can do that as well. You're still looking at that exact fixed flat rate. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits, not for the click, call, lead, or job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. So obviously we would be promoting the business as advanced coding solutions and concrete floor preparations with the LLC.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And then it does look like the phone number that we are speaking on is the best number for your customers to call. Is it also, Ray, the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes. Yeah, that I have on my I have that phone with me 24/7. So.
That was going to be my next question. It's a smartphone. It's not a landline, so you can receive text messages on that number as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click to call feature, and you'll get calls from both residential and commercial clients calling you directly. There will on the website be a contact form, so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Ray, you get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, as far as an email address goes, it looks like I do have Advanced Coding Solutions 59@gmail.com. Is that a good email address for you? Okay. And then
Ray, that's on my tablet. That I open up every day on a daily basis.
Nice. Perfect.
But I don't carry it around with me.
Gotcha. That's perfect. And then Maria never did get your last name.
Last name is Cordova, Cordova.
Okay. And then Mr. Cordova, like I said, most of the time your customers will just call you directly unless they contact you through your website. When we contact you, though, we do use phone, text, and email, usually the method most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Any of them.
Perfect. Yeah,
like I said, if they do phone or text, I have the phone with me. I mean, you know, if I'm working, obviously I don't look at it. But, I mean, I do take breaks when I'm working, so.
All right. Sure. There will be some overlap.
The emails I look at, like, once a day.
Yeah. I'm about the same way with my emails. So, there's going to be a bit of redundancy built in. If we call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Mr. Cordova, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We'll be scheduling a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we know all the information to promote for your business, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. You want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll get into more detail about the services you want to provide and your service area. We'd take care of all of that in a follow-up call. What I would also do, and it's required of us because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that we're even including the website for you at no additional cost, etc. Excuse me. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, Ray, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay, one quick question for you, okay?
Sure, of course.
As far as a payment's concerned, I'd like to start it like the 20th of the month, because that's when my accounts receivable, I get them in by around the 15th or 16th of the month. So on the 20th, I'd like to get it started around the 20th.
Okay.
And then I can make form of payments on the 20th of the month or on the 30th of the month.
Well, today's the 29th. I mean...
This month's a shot. I'm done for this month, but I'm talking, you know, I mean, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks from now.
So to start things on the 20th of April?
Yeah.
So I'm allowed to do like a post-dated transaction here, and in good faith with you, as long as we can get the information, you know, kind of hold the position for you. So you're saying, let's see, the 20th of April, that would be, like 3 weeks and a day, today.
Okay. Yeah, you can do the 19th. I mean, it's 3 weeks.
All right, we'll do that then. That would be easier for my supervisor to swallow. Like I said, so then we'll start, the voice verification then would be for the 19th of April to have that start date at that time. And then, like I said, it would bill on the 19th of the month moving forward then. Okay, and I'll read that into the voice verification. I do have that voice verification set up. Like I said, you can stop me if you have a question. But it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ray, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?"
That is Advanced Coating Solutions and Concrete Floor Preparation.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, just to be precise, the and between the solutions and concrete, that's the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word and, not the word itself spelled out. Gotcha.
Right.
That's how I do have that. And then, Mr. Cordova, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Raymond Cordova, and it's president.
Okay. And then, Ray, as the president of Advanced Coating Solutions and Concrete Floor Preparation, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Ray, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to reach out and contact you directly. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Cordova, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is because of all the content that we create for you. Like I said, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent, and to fix it if it is not. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And of course, because we do that audit, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Ray, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Cordova, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then with it being a month-to-month service, that fixed flat rate with the website even included, and then, of course, the start date being the 19th of April, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, will be charged on Wednesday, April 19th, and the exact amount of $199.00. That $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Ray, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month moving forward, and that same exact reduced rate of $199, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Ray, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Cordova, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ray, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and then Mr. Cordova, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. Although we will not be processing the payment until the morning of April 19th, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
That is a, that's a MasterCard.
A MasterCard. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
How does that appear?
Both.
Both. And is it Ray
Cordova,
or Raymond?
Advanced, yeah, Raymond Cordova, Advanced.
No middle initial?
Solutions. No.
Okay, gotcha. And then you said that was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. They all do. Mr. Cordova.
Yeah, 5596.
Uh-huh.
9455.
Yes, sir.
4007.
Okay.
3686.
And then the
expiration 525.
Okay. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
477.
477. So I've got 477, 477 on the back, and May or 05 of 2025 for the expiration date. Mm-hmm. The card itself, Ray, was at 55, 96, 94, 55, 40, 01, 36, 86.
No, 4007.
Oh, 4007. Okay.
Yes.
So 4007, 3686. And then
yes.
Is the billing address of that card 179 Meadowlark Road in Naugatuck?
Yes,
06770. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So on the morning of April 19th, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7, and if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will also be on that confirmation email that you'll receive on the 19th. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Ray, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. So once you receive either the text message or the email, pretty straightforward. You open it up. It's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Then please click here to accept the subscription terms. And once you click on it, you'll see everything that we're talking about here. At the very bottom, it's going to have a small box just above the line that goes all the way across it. It's going to say, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Click on that box, and just below it, you're going to type in Raymond Cordova and hit confirm signature. At that point, it allows us to do the NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. And, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we waived your setup fee, that we've included the website, etc. So it's an important step in the process, and, of course, you won't receive that until the 19th. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of the computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25 or 30 minutes. When we're looking out more than a day or so, the calendar is typically pretty wide open, and it certainly is for the 19th. Looks like the earliest would be the 10 a.m. and the latest would be 6 p.m., except for when they take their lunch break at 3. Did you want something in the morning, afternoon, late evening, or?
Now, is that on the 19th?
This would be on the 19th, right. So the day that everything gets started, we'll do that follow-up call with our technician to get the information that we need to build out your website and create all that content. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half an hour. Actually, if I'm available when our client interview technician is ready, meaning if I'm between phone calls, I'll be on that call as well in the beginning just to kind of introduce you to your technician and walk you through any questions that you might have before handing that over. If I am on a phone call, they'll take care of you. They'll call you on their own, and they'll have your file, so they'll do a good job of taking care of you. Like I said, 10 a.m. would be the first one on the 19th. The last one is 6 o'clock. And other than the 3 o'clock hour when everyone takes their lunch.
Now, is that our time or your time?
That is Eastern time, yeah.
That's my time. Okay.
Correct.
If they could do it around at noon time?
Noon? So, yeah, that would be.
Yeah. Make sure I take lunch at that time and I'll have an hour.
Perfect. So it'll be scheduled from 12 until 1 at actually 11 o'clock that day. You'll receive a reminder email. So an hour prior, the automated system will send you a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at noon. And then you'll also receive a calendar invite. That calendar invite I'll send now. That's it's really more for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G. It's going to have your username, which is actually just your phone number, area codes included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So it's going to have your username, your name, and then the actual phone number itself. If I am not on that call, or really even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit more security on your account here. If anyone calls us and tells us that they're affiliated with Advanced Coating Solutions and Concrete Floor Preparation, even if it's you, Ray, and we recognize your voice, or if anyone calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they would need to know both the question and the answer. They would also need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. But we're going to ask you when you call in just to quickly give us the answer to the security question. Your options for that question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
New Haven.
New Haven? All right.
New Haven.
Automatic. Got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. So we've got everything all set up and squared away. Like I said, you'll receive that phone call in that 12 o'clock hour from our technician and from me as well if I'm in between phone calls. But other than that, I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting a new website out there. Of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. Ray, real pleasure speaking with you, and we'll talk again in about 3 weeks.
Definitely. Thank you very much. Can you just send me a quick email when you get a chance with
sure.
your contact info?
Sure, I'll do that as well. I'm sending out that calendar invite too. That's going to your email, and then I'll also send you an email coming directly from me. My phone number is the same as the client support number, just instead of option 1 or extension 1 for client support. It's 746, but you'll see that on the email that I send out to you.
Okay, fantastic.
All righty, Ray, real pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Mr. Cordova.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.